we were just talking about Fred VanVleet, and do you think that, like, he's been so good, the Raptors have leaned on him in really tough times when the offense has gotten sticky, but do you think in 2020 you can have your go-to scorer be a guard who is 6 feet or less?
Absolutely. With today's rules, it's imperative that you have a guard be your go-to player at the end of the game, because everything is based out on the perimeter right now. Everything is all offenses are geared around a three-point shot. There's no one in the lane, so there's easy penetration to get to the lane. You know, he's a good foul shooter. He's a good jump shooter. I think at this point in time, the way the game is played now, and the way the rules are, it's imperative that you have a small player out on the perimeter that can do those things.
Yeah, and that there's no question about that. And his value to this Raptors team is incredible. But I think if we play the game of looking down the line and wondering whether this Raptors team can be a championship team, do you think he can be, and we don't even know if he's the number one option on this team. Like, we're learning every playoff game we get with this group of players because we haven't really seen it run out in the playoffs like this. But he's taken the most field goal attempts per game so far through two games in this series against the Brooklyn Nets. Do you think you can be a championship caliber team with Fred VanVleet as your best player?
Yeah, I mean, you have to trust what you're seeing, and what you're seeing right now is legit. You've seen it last year, and now you're seeing it again this year. And when we say that he's the best player, he won't necessarily be the best player on the team, but right now he can be your most valuable player. You know, Siakam is always going to probably, I would say, for the next 2-3 years, is going to be your best player, you know, all around. But when you're talking about a basketball team in winning, VanVleet brings everything from a winning standpoint and from a championship standpoint. You have a championship team there, and you're trying to repeat, which you have an excellent chance at doing. You know, I would say trust what you're seeing and believe what you're seeing, because this isn't something that it's being made up on paper. You're not playing paper basketball right now. What Fred is showing you is real basketball. So believe what your eyes are showing you and telling you.
Oh, JD, you got your mic muted. Yeah.
How much are your Pistons going to offer Fred VanVleet this offseason?
Well, the Raptors are mine, too.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Good comeback. I like that.
Okay.
Let's keep it 100. And it's good. It's good to know that he's wanted by both organizations. And, you know, I have the luxury of speaking for both. And wherever he ends up, he'll be in good hands. But right now, Toronto has proven to be the best place for him. And, you know, he's had great success there. And it's a great team.
So you said it. Believe what your eyes are telling you right now. And I think that can apply to the Raptors, like the entire team. And it's the Nets, and so there's a little bit of don't get too excited, because we got to see them against real teams and real playoff games. But are you more bullish about the Raptors with what you've seen from them so far? Like, has your opinion at all changed at all since they arrived in the bubble to where it's at right now?
No, I still think they're going to come out of the East, and I think they'll be defending their championship and have the possibility of winning back-to-back.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot easier to see when you see the two top seeds in the West not exactly getting through their first-round series easily, and the Bucks down one game to none. Before we let you go, Isaiah, I'm still hopeful, and I think it's going to happen, that the Raptors are going to re-sign Fred VanVleet, even if it's at an exorbitant price. Kyle Lowry's under contract for one more year, but he's a player that's much older than Fred VanVleet, obviously. You never really had that twilight of your career because you suffered the Achilles injury, so never really had to make a transition to maybe a secondary type player. Do you think you could have done it? You were a franchise great. Kyle Lowry's a franchise great. If he's around for longer than one more year and Fred VanVleet's around, there's probably going to be a handing of the torch. How do you think that's going to go?
I think it'll go well. You know, Lowry, you know, I've said this before. I think he's the best leader the Raptors have ever had as a leader in terms of his own court presence. And, you know, the institutional knowledge that he has that he'll be able to share and pass on will be invaluable. While he may have a decline physically, mentally, the intellectual capital that he brings to the table is undeniable and very underrated. So those two together, in my opinion right now, they're the best two defensive guards, unball defenders in the league on one team. And having Lowry and VanVleet together as defensive guards out there is very powerful, the way the game is played right now.
Isaiah, we appreciate the time very much. And like JD alluded to, I tried your champagne, Sherlin, and I had no hangover despite consuming, I would say, 3/4 of the bottle. So thank you very much.
My man.
See you, Isaiah. Thanks.
See you, man.
All right. Thank you.